Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
Chapter number 2 and verse number 8. Look right there in verse number 8. And they're in the same country. Shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Now before this, we find reference to the fact that Jesus is born in Bethlehem and he's wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. But verse number 8 specifically speaks of the shepherds receiving the good news. And there were in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. Boy, I'd love to have been there. And they were sore afraid. And the angel of the Lord said, "Now fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord."
At this time, we're going to go to part 3 of the message, and we're preaching on the abiding shepherds, and we've been looking at, number 1, the shepherds received the good news. That's what they did. They received the good news. Amen. The good news was of good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people, and thank God, I'm glad that it is for all people. And then we've looked at how the shepherds received the good news about a Savior, amen, which is Christ the Lord. But number 2, the shepherds responded to the good news. We're going to be speaking about that. They responded with haste. And so we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday, speaking about the abiding shepherds.
Had they not taken the time and moved with haste and saw the Lord. But they moved, they responded to the word from the angels. They went and laid their eyes on the Lord and they responded, see. There'll never be progression in your life if you don't respond to the gospel. How many believes that God's word's true? All right, but Jane, how many of you believe that, hey, that when it comes to the Lord, how many of you guys believe that, hey, when it comes to God's word, it comes to preaching, that it's needful, right? Yeah, it's needful, right? But we can't just hear it. This is what the Bible said. It's so important. Somebody said, we don't need church. The Bible said this, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by what? The word of God, right? So if you only hear the word, you'll be like those shepherds standing on the field, never going to look at Jesus. You'll never have a relationship with him. You'll never come in contact to Mary. You'll never see Joseph. You'll never see the babe. You'll never see any of those things as long as you don't respond. You know, I think that's where a lot of people are. They get in the atmosphere. I mean, maybe they've seen something. Maybe God, through the help of the Holy Ghost, through preaching, through different things, have told them the good news of the glorious gospel. Can I just say the gospel will change your life? Amen. It'll change one Brother Haywood. It'll change your life, amen. It will change your life. But you can't just let it be heard. You got to do something about it, amen. They went to where the baby was. Look, I'm getting there, amen. Look, he said in verse number 20, and this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. The sign was this, a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, that's grave clothes, right? A baby lying in a manger. Angels saying this baby will be lying in a feeding trough. That's unusual, right? I mean, he could have been born in a palace, he could have been born, but he was found in a humble manger. There's a reason. God's got a reason for everything. There's a reason why that God laid his only begotten son in the feeding trough. You remember what Jesus said? Jesus said this, I am the bread of life. Yes, Jesus told the devil, he said, men should not live by bread alone, amen, but by every word, right, amen, the word of God, amen. He is the word. So what better place to go find food spiritually than Jesus, amen. He was born, wrapped in swaddling clothes, grave clothes, born to die, and laid in a humble manger. Now listen, I heard one preacher say this concerning the birth of Jesus. He said this, he had such a strange birth. I mean, think about this. He was conceived of a virgin, right? That don't happen. That's a miracle. He was wrapped in swaddling clothes, grave clothes. We ain't going to wrap our baby in swaddling clothes. We're going to wrap him in all kinds of cotton, smelling good and everything else. Amen. But then he was strangely put in a manger. That's strange, isn't it? But everything that God does has symbolism. The angel said this, this shall be a sign unto you. You're going to find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And so all these things are making sense. They all line up. Can I tell you the same thing with you and me? When it comes to these things, Jesus said, you must be born again, amen, or you shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven. You got to be born again. Your things are not going to get you there. Your wants are not going to get you there. All your men's desires are not going to get you there. The one thing that's going to get you to heaven is the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you don't have a relationship with him, you're not going to get in. I'm not trying to be ugly. I'm trying to tell you, you can. If you'll develop a relationship and you'll ask Jesus to be your Savior, you can have everlasting life. Look. Not only did they respond, but they also responded with obedience. You'll never see the Savior for who he is until you respond to his word. I'm going to say it again. You'll never see the Savior for who he is if you don't respond to the word of God. All the time you'll search your whole life over. You'll critically break it down. You'll try to take the Bible and do something that it's not supposed to be done with. If you don't see the Savior for who he is. Listen, when they left that field that night, they'd already made up their mind. Hey, look, I'm telling you right now, we're getting ready to go see God in the flesh. They'd already made it up in their mind. I can't wait to get there. They're leaving with haste. Amen. They wanted to see the Savior. They responded to the word. And if we respond to the word, if you'll ever respond to God's word, you'll see Jesus differently than most men ever see. The word of God took them to a place of receiving the word. They heard what the good news was from the angels. Faith comes by hearing. Then they responded to the word. Had they not heard the word, had they not responded to the word, they'd have never seen the Savior. That's the way it is with salvation. Look, you can hear the word of God preached for 37 years, but if you don't respond to the word, you'll die and go to hell lost, none done without God. You know, I could understand somebody maybe had never heard the gospel, but maybe once or twice. But you know, to think that, man, somebody sit on a pew and heard the gospel preached day in and day out, had been access to many gospel radio stations. We're on the radio this morning. Think about that. and never received Christ as your Lord and Savior, never received the good news of the gospel, and to leave this world lost and undone without God, without the Savior. I don't understand that. There's a rich man in hell tonight who's standing in the flames of hell because he wouldn't respond to the word. I want to remind you, I don't know why I'm saying this, but I want to remind you that there is a literal hell out there. And God sent his son so that you wouldn't have to go to that place. You say God will never send anybody to hell. Is that right? I'm going to tell you something, friend. God don't send them to hell. You do because of your rejection of the word of God. It's one thing for you to receive a word. God's saying don't do it. Before Adam and Eve got in their mess, God sent them a word and said don't do this. The day that you eat of the tree thereof, thou shalt surely die. But man chose to do wrong. And you're choosing to reject Christ and not be saved. I tell you also this, it took them reacting upon the word. Once they had received the word from into their minds, into their ears, they responded. Their reaction was this, they couldn't wait to get to the place of worship. They couldn't wait to get in the room of where Christ had been delivered and to be there in the presence of the Lord. I don't know where I got this. I don't know who wrote this, but it's called entitled, I Met the Master. And I thought it would go along with these shepherds. It says, I had walked life's path with an easy tread, had followed their comforts and pleasures led, until one day in a quiet place, I met the Master face to face. This station and rank and wealth as my goals, much thought for my body and none for my soul. I had entered to win in life's mad race when I met the Master face to face. I'd built my castles, I had reared them high until their towers pierced the blue of the sky. I had sworn to rule with an iron mace when I met the Master face to face. I met him and knew him and blushed to see that his eyes of sorrow were fixed on me. I flattered and fell at his feet that day while my castles melted and vanished away. Melted and vanished, and in their place I saw naught else but my Master's face. I cried aloud, oh, make me meet to follow the marks of thy wounded feet. My thought is now for the souls of men. I've lost my life to find it again. Ever since alone in that quiet place, I met the Master face to face. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.